It's Tuesday, October 14th. There are plans to tackle congestion on the Cross Bronx Expressway. New Yorkers are running to raise aid for Gaza, and a nonprofit is bringing fresh produce to the Bronx and Harlem. This is WFUV's What's What. I'm your host, Lainey Nguyen. It's the last day to register to vote in New Jersey. Voters can head to nj.gov to register online with their driver's license or social security number. Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli are the candidates for the race for governor. The general election is on November 4th. The Cross Bronx Expressway is considered one of the most congested highways in the country. New York's Department of Transportation has a plan to address the problem, but the community has a different approach. WFUV's Xenia Gonigberg tells us what's next.
The plan was for the state to add more lanes to the expressway, but the community group Stop Cross Bronx Expansion Coalition advocated against the plan. They were concerned that added lane would increase air pollution that can lead to health issues like asthma. They also expressed concern about the proposal causing water pollution from runoff construction debris. Nilka Martell is the board chair of the Bronx River Alliance. She says she is happy with Governor Hochul's decision to scrap the expansion proposal. She says over 100,000 cars and trucks use the Bronx Expressway every day.
A new structure would have brought that pollution right to the doorstep of 3,000 NYCHA residents at Bronx River Houses who already can't open up their windows because of pollution.
Councilmember Amanda Farias grew up in the area and says she has asthma from living near the expressway. She says the city needs to consider local voices in the planning process.
I know that our infrastructure decisions must start and end with the people who actually live here.
The coalition says they would like to see more bus lanes added to reduce traffic, and a remodel of the existing expressway they say would make commutes safer. The DOT is reviewing other plans for the Cross Bronx Expressway. Xenia Gonigberg, WFUV News.
Mayor Adams says he's trying to make life more affordable for mothers and families. WFUV's Nick Verone has more.
There's a new pilot program that gives housing vouchers to pregnant women experiencing homelessness. It's called Creating Real Impact at Birth. Mayor Adams says it's aiming to put them on a path toward permanent housing and stability.
In fact, by ensuring mothers and babies do not enter a shelter after leaving the hospital, we are breaking the cycle of poverty and housing instability before it starts.
Adams is also launching NYC Baby Boxes, which provide four NYC health and hospital locations with a collection of postpartum and newborn supplies. The program will launch later this month. I'm Nick Verone, FUV News.
Over the weekend, thousands of people participated in a 5K at Prospect Park. The event raised money for children in Gaza. WFUV's Xenia Gonigberg reports from this race.
On a gloomy Sunday morning, thousands of runners gathered at Prospect Park's Nethermead Lawn. Many held Palestinian flags and wore keffiyehs, headscarves symbolizing Palestinian identity and resistance. Some racers ran alone, others raced with teams. Timothy Hanley ran with the Democratic Socialists of America Running Club. He told us why he was there.
You just see what's happening over there, and it's horrifying, and you see an opportunity nearby to bring the community together to fundraise to help make at least a small difference over there. I couldn't not come down.
Jake Govea also ran the 5K.
I really want to support Gaza. I want to be part of a group, especially in America, that is going to show up and say, we're not going to stand for this. This is crazy, and I want to do something about it.
This was the 10th year that the United Nations Works and Relief Agency USA, or UNRWA USA, held a 5K in support of Gaza. The event raised a total of $1.6 million to support children's mental health. Hani El-Maldoun is the Senior Director of Philanthropy at UNRWA USA. He told us the money they raise goes to UNRWA's bank account in Jordan.
From Jordan, they allocate the funds. For example, they pay the salaries for the mental health counselors for next year, or they might buy resources like coloring books or school bags.
El-Maldoun said this is the first event in 2 years that feels uplifting because of the recent ceasefire.
I just want to tell people we're happy here because there is a ceasefire, but tomorrow it might be a different day. And I want our community to be ready, set to go to help, because the bombs fall, the headlines recede, but the real work begins now.
Earlier this year, UNRWA USA also held races in Redmond, Washington, and Washington, D.C. 2,000 racers at each event raised $700,000. I'm Xenia Gonigberg, WFUV News.
WFUV's Sienna Reinders co-reported and produced this story. WFUV's Strike Accord public service campaign highlights local nonprofits. This season, we're spotlighting organizations that promote environmental justice. Uptown Boogie and Healthy Project is a nonprofit that provides fresh food accessibility to New Yorkers. I sat down with the organization's founder, Judith Desire, to hear more about the organization's work. So, Judy, from what I understand about the Uptown Boogie and Healthy Project is that you guys are doing a lot in regards to food accessibility for the Bronx and Harlem communities, whether that be composting, education programs, or your farmers market stands, the list really goes on. And so I just wanted to ask you, what is the mission of all of this work that you do?
We feel we serve as a guide for the people to understand the full cycle of food and guiding them in growing and selecting their produce that is right for their nutritional health. Many people will come to me with like dietary restrictions or issues, and we have, or we would bring the produce that we would consider medicine, food is medicine. And also for those who want to grow something at home and continue that journey, we have seeds that we help them provide potting soil so that they can grow their own food. So we feel that we serve as a guide in helping them through either mental, having a nice plant in your home, all the way to health, having the right food on your dish. So we truly try to create that full food to fork initiative.
And so I was going to ask you about how you benefit the community, but I think you really went into that with both the mental component as well as the physical component and creating that food to fork initiative. Do you have anything else to add with that?
We do also have our community supported agriculture program. So there are people in which subscribe, or they basically come together to pay a farmer to grow their food and receive weekly produce. So we always make sure that why we select such a network of farmers is that we kind of create this concierge service with our community supported agriculture program. And this year we're expanding to a mobile market, and that would allow us to go to neighborhoods to kind of close the gap in which it might not be the space for a full market, but it is a space where food is needed.
And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip, question, or just want to say hi, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. I'm your host and producer, Lainey Nguyen. Our reporters today are Xenia Gonickberg, Sienna Reinders, and Nick Ferrone. Robin Shannon is our editor.